David's Daily Devotional.
It's the daily devotional time, and we're looking at Psalm 145 and verse 18. It says this: The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. Once again, we're back with this wonderful psalm, this psalm of praise, this psalm of worship. The entire thing is covered with David just advocating how good and how wonderful and how great the Lord is. And right now, in this particular moment, he is saying how close God is to us. Now, many of us, and I said this actually during the first hour, I mentioned the fact that many of us feel as though God is miles away at times. And we think, obviously, God is working on another mission. He's not actually interested in me at the moment. That is why I'm feeling so low and so alone and so on my own. And no one's around me. No one cares about me. No one loves me. And I'm in a real mess. David was in that position himself. If you read Psalm 40, you'll see how he was in a pit. And we often find ourselves in that pit. And when we're in that pit of mud and mire, we don't know how to get out. And we feel as though God is miles away. But look what David is now saying. He's saying the Lord is close to all who call on him. If you call on the Lord, then he's going to be close to you. If you call on God, he is going to be there. I don't care your circumstances. I don't care what's happening in your life. I don't care what problems you have. It doesn't matter. It's not important. The issue is this. When you call on Almighty God, he is there for you. I had a discussion with someone I haven't spoken to for quite some time. And the very first thing that this person happened to say to me was, "Hi, I haven't spoken to you for ages. Can I have some money?" He's got a problem with a spinal problem. And this guy is a minister of the Lord God Almighty. He's a minister in the church. And he's asking me to help him financially because he's got a problem with his spine. I couldn't believe it. I honestly could not believe what I was hearing. You know, I said that we were under attack yesterday. This was part of the attack. I'm not going to mention any names. I won't tell you who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. The fact of the matter is, this person was saying to me that I didn't know anything about God's love or his mercy because I would not help him out financially because he needed an operation on his spine. Well, look what David's saying right here. He's saying, the Lord is close to all who call on him. Hey, listen, I'm telling you the truth. That's what Scripture says. If Scripture says that, then why aren't you calling on God? Why isn't that person calling on Almighty God? And then he tried to cover up by saying, actually, no, what I wanted you to do was to agree with me in prayer. It's not what he said at all. You see, that's the point, beloved. We cannot use Scripture and the Bible to our own uses and manipulate it to mean exactly what we want it to say. What it is saying is what it is saying. The Lord is close to all who call on him. One of my prayer team right now is suffering greatly in pain. I know she's calling on the Lord, and I know the Lord is there. I know it like I know it like I know it. Now, why she's suffering in pain, I have no idea. I'm talking about physical pain here. I have no idea why she is suffering in pain. All I know is this. Paul said that he had a thorn in his flesh. We don't know what that thorn in his flesh was. We have no idea what it was. And God's answer, his response to Paul was this: my grace is sufficient for you. And if I said to this member of my prayer team, would you rather have God's grace or would you rather lose that pain? I know exactly what she would say. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him, watch this, in truth. The word says in truth. Let's have a look at the King James Version. If I can just get it a second. It's not working. Here we go. Verse 18 in the King James Version says this: the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. That word is there again, the word truth, and I wanted to check that. You see, if you call on God Almighty and you call to him in truth, and what I mean by that is you are being honest with God. If you're going to try and hide who you are from God, and you're going to try and pretend that you're something that you're not, he's not going to be close, because he knows it's not the truth. You see, the one person that you have to be real with is God Almighty. You don't need to be real with me. You don't need to be real with your wife, your husband, your friends, because they don't know the truth inside. They're not sure. But God Almighty does, because he reads everything. He knows absolutely everything about us. He knows the truth. And therefore, the truth will set us free. Yes, to all who call upon him in truth. Beloved, if you need Almighty God now, whilst we're worshipping in spirit and in truth, and that's why I say when we worship in spirit and we worship in truth. In other words, we want to worship. If we're worshipping because we have to, or we're just listening to the music for something to do because we've got nothing else to do on a Wednesday afternoon, then it's not right. It doesn't cut it. It doesn't scan. We have to be truthful when we're before Almighty God. I was talking to you earlier on about my issues. My issues, God Almighty knows, because I have mentioned it to him many times. I can't hide that from him, and I never will. I never, ever will. There's no point. The Lord is close to all who call upon him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. Are you going to call on him today in truth? Are you going to be real with Almighty God as you call upon him right now in truth? Say, Lord God Almighty, say these words after me. This is going to be so much nicer. Say these words after me. Lord God Almighty, I call upon you now. I call upon you, Father, in truth. Be close to me today. Help me through these issues, Lord. I pray in the name of Yeshua. Father, I want to pray in Jesus' name for one of my team. You know who she is, Lord, and you know she's in deep pain. I pray for that physical pain in her leg and in her arm to go now, in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let's worship some more now. This is Paul Baloche and a great track. You listen to this. Look upon the Lord. As we call upon him, let's look upon him too. In Jesus' mighty name.